Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India has stressed to have a permanent solution to border demarcation with China by rejuvenating the established mechanism and called for bridging the trust deficit created between the two nations after the 2020 border standoff. New Delhi also underlined the need for maintaining peace and tranquility along the Indo-China border and solving issues through a structured roadmap of permanent engagement and de-escalation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Admiral Tung Chun, on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defence Ministers meeting in China. Mr. Singh acknowledged the work being undertaken by both sides to bring back a semblance of normalcy in bilateral relations. India has held discussion with Russia over the supply of S-400 systems, Su-30 MKI upgrades and procurement of critical military hardware in expeditious timeframes. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh had a bilateral meeting with his Russian counterpart, Andrei Belousov, on the sidelines of the SCO Defence Ministers meeting in Qingdao. The two ministers held in-depth discussions on a range of issues covering current geopolitical situations, cross-border terrorism and Indo-Russian defence cooperation. President Draupadi Murmu has said that a strong micro, small and medium enterprises MSME ecosystem is essential for the sustainable economic development of the country as it is a strong pillar of the country's economy. Addressing the International MSME Day function in New Delhi today, the President said the MSME sector is playing an important role in the progress of the country. She highlighted that the sector is contributing about 30% to the country's GDP, 36% to the manufacturing sector and 45% to exports.
Sukhma, laghu aur madhyam udyam na keval desh ke safal gharelu utpad mein mahatvapurna yogdan dete hain, balki ve jamin stor par navachar ko bhi badhava dete hain. Ye udyam rozgar srujan ke sath sath samajik samavesh ko bhi safal pradan karte hain. MSME kshetra bharat ke safal gharelu utpad mein 30% ka yogdan raha hai. Ye kshetra krushi ke baad desh mein dusre sabse bada rozgar srujan karta bhi hai.
The world-famous annual Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra began in Puri today, drawing lakhs of devotees from across India and abroad. Since the deities will appear before the public, the day is extraordinary, attracting devotees to the pilgrim city. According to the ritual schedule, devotees will begin pulling the chariots around 4 p.m. The Yatra, which starts from Puri temple, will end at the Sri Gundicha temple, covering a nearly 3-kilometer distance. It is expected that the chariots will reach Gundicha temple before sunset. The deities will have a 9-day sojourn at Gundicha temple and they will return to Sri Mandir after completing the Yatra on the same chariots on the 5th of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to all citizens on the sacred occasion of Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra. In a social media post, he expressed hope that this holy festival of faith and devotion would bring happiness, prosperity, good fortune and good health to everyone. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports has launched WhatsApp integration with the My Bharat portal to enhance digital engagement and streamline access to services for the youth. The WhatsApp chatbot is now live on the My Bharat portal and also accessible directly via WhatsApp number 728-9001-515. It includes core features for all registered My Bharat users, allowing them to explore experiential learning programs, volunteering opportunities, CV creation, mentorship, organization joining and creation, report any issues and access My Bharat support. The government has revamped the Sugamya Bharat app to strengthen accessibility support for Divyangjan and elderly citizens. The enhanced features include AI-powered chatbot support to assist users in real time and integration of government schemes and other valuable resources for persons with disabilities. In Hockey India Masters Cup, finals of men's and women's category will be played in Chennai this afternoon. In the men's category, Tamil Nadu will face Maharashtra, while in the women's category, Odisha will take on Punjab. And with that, we end this news bulletin.